Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 23rd day of April 2024, where I take your calls. I'm delighted. Peter from Los Angeles, first up to bat. Peter, you're on the air. Join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. Listen, I have one topic today. It's related to my usual topic, but my usual topic, it really impacts everything from the Great Replacement to the Great Reset to freedom of speech to war and peace to any number of things, to genocide against whites, you know, genocide period. But nevertheless, it's what I want to talk about is the campus, the response to by the media and the Jewish media and the Jewish-owned Congress and congressmen on the Columbia, Yale, Harvard, you name it, campus demonstrations that have been peaceful. And
yeah.
they're calling for, I'm sure you know, and I'm sure you covered it, though I didn't hear the whole thing this morning, but they're calling for, Tom Cotton is basically asking people to get skinned, actually to take their skin off. They're talking about breaking their heads and taking the law into their own hands. These are congressmen. They're talking about calling them, the ADL, of course the ADL, is calling them terrorists. You know, with all the statutes that we have for terrorists, and we're talking about peaceful protests, it's almost unbelievable. I mean, of course, anything can be construed as anti-Semitic, which they don't like at all. If they don't like something, it's anti-Semitic But these guys are, they had a, I sent you the clip that was on Breaking Point News about this, where they were talking about some faculty member who was an Israeli Jew, who's a faculty member of Columbia, who's saying how he feels threatened, that they want to call in the National Guard, as some of the congressmen want to call in as well. And Biden weighed in and said it was anti-Semitic. I mean, we're so owned. But here they're calling these poor kids who are demonstrating peacefully, by the way, against genocide. And they're being called terrorists when the actual terrorists, like this Israeli professor, a Jewish Israeli who, you know, is calling for to take away our First Amendment rights because the Jews feel uncomfortable, because, you know, they feel uncomfortable when they hear the word genocide and ethnic cleansing and murder and war crimes. They're uncomfortable hearing that, so you can't say it. And if you do say it, you can lose your, some of these kids have 4 years at an Ivy League school at 120 grand a year or whatever. That's a lot of money to be invested. Believe me, it's a lot of money. And they could lose everything that they've worked for by being expelled for exercising their First Amendment rights. And they're talking about how uncomfortable they feel at the universities and walking through quads and all that where people are chanting words like genocide and murder. But, you know, it's interesting that these ridiculous whiny Jews, compare that with the Palestinian universities, the Gazans. They've leveled them all. They've demolished them with demolition charges and aerial bombs and everything else. They've demolished them. They've killed and had mass murders of people on their campus. And yet they're complaining they can't walk across the campus because, you know, they're hearing words that they don't like ethnic cleansing. And, you know, I mean, listen, this place, it becomes more and more evident, and even the dumbest people in the audience, and we have some dumb people in this audience, have to realize that they completely run us, and they're taking away, now they're taking away our First Amendment rights, because you can't criticize the Jews. You can talk about anybody else, but you talk about the Jews will cut you off at the knees. That's really all I have to say, unless you want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, I do. You're absolutely right. I mean, the whole point of the First Amendment is to protect unpopular speech, to protect speech that makes you uncomfortable, to allow people to say things you don't want to hear. That's the whole point. Popular speech, uncontroversial speech, doesn't need protection. And this is just pathetic. You talk about the whiny Jewish professor. He's just playing the victim card again. It's worn thin. We've watched them slaughter the Palestinians for too long now. They have shown their true colors. And they are as sadistic and virulent and vile as any Nazi prison guard was ever made out to be. Most of what we've been told about the Holocaust was nonsense. It's provably false. I've done it myself. I've done the research. And I say, of anyone who's done the research, they're either a Holocaust denier or a big fat liar. And that's what's going on here. They're trying to play again a lesser card. They feel uncomfortable. Who gives a damn? Tell that to the Palestinians who are dead. Tell that to the Palestinians whose children have had their heads blown off. Tell that to the Palestinians whose buildings have been blown apart while families were sleeping there. To hell with them, Peter. I'm fed up with it. And your points are impeccable.
And have the whiny Jew professors and the whiny Jew students who don't like it transfer. Transfer out. Take the courses online. But what they're going to do is to jail and beat the demonstrators that are peaceful.
In New York, Peter, in Grand Central Station early on, we had Jews against genocide. There are plenty of courageous Jews with integrity who don't want this to happen, who are opposed to genocide, who believe in respect for the Palestinian people. What you're talking about, bad apples that exercise way too much influence. By the way, the whole category of hate crime is a constitutional absurdity. It's compounding a real crime with an artificial attitudinal component. It's done as a form of censorship. Mark my words. That's where, Peter, you got it exactly right. They don't give a damn about anything you say as long as it has nothing to do with the actions of Israel and its policies, even if they amount to genocide.
And by the way, how unfriendly has it been for white students in the United States to sit through years of their ridiculous DEI and white supremacy shit that's completely crap that they have to sit through, and they have to go through on campus. They get denied entry to Columbia and other places because of that. And yet there they are whining because, oh my God, they hear the chants in the background and it's too much for them. That's why their army isn't worth a crap either. They're whiny. They won't close with the enemy. They're wimps. And by the way, they can beat us in court. I've said this before. They can beat us in Congress because they own Congress. They own the media. They own everything. But you know where they can't beat us? They can't beat us in a fight. They have no chance in a fight. So
Yes, Peter. You're making so many great points. And I want your opinion on this, Peter. I have been devastated that it turns out that Trump told Mike Johnson he should support the funding for the Ukraine war and the Palestinian war independent of the border. That was the only leverage we had in Congress. Yesterday, you could have heard my heart break, my voice crack. I feel utterly betrayed by Donald J. Trump.
I called in about a week ago, Jim, and talked about how whenever Biden grew even the remotest, spine about Israel, like he gave him an unfriendly phone call, then Trump would immediately say, he's selling out Israel. He's attacked him from the right. Because, when it comes right down to it, Trump is a squirmy, mealy-mouthed Zionist. He's marginally better than Biden still, but what? If he's for the Ukraine war, which there's $61 billion, if he's for the Gaza war, there's $27 billion, if he's against the border, which he demonstrated there, what's the difference between Biden and that idiot that we got it and Trump?
I really feel betrayed the many, many times I've argued for Trump against a criticism, which now I have to admit, in large measure, was justified. It's that marginal difference because of which I'm
really
still,
marginal, very marginal.
But it's enough. I think that we cannot afford four more years of Biden's open destruction of America. We can only hope that under Trump things will be better. But we know for a certainty America is done with Biden. With Trump, there's the possibility things might improve, and that's how we have to view this upcoming
election. We have to grasp at that straw, Jim, and that's what it is. It's grasping at straws because this guy has given us nothing to go on except hope. Well, that's all. But sometimes that's enough, but there's been no demonstrable thing at all. I mean, he sold us out on the border, sold us out in the wars, all the stuff. I did the wars tomorrow. All that crap, bullshit. Excuse me. Listen, you're right, and I'm still going to vote for the guy if he's running against Biden. But what we can't have anymore is this horrible system that presents us with these mediocrities, these sub-mediocrities, after time that are completely owned. And we know who owns them. Look and see who owns them.
Yes.
It's for everybody to see now.
Yes.
We don't have the system that with two candidates picked by the media, picked by the parties, owned by the same people. You know, we can't have that system anymore. Our country is dying. And Trump, is marginally better than the guy that's killing him now.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about Trump. I mean, he's broken my heart. I just don't know what to say. I believed in the man, and now I'm totally disillusioned. Peter, give us a final thought, Peter.
I have a friend of mine who I'm on a chat board with like thinkers, but this guy will brook no criticism of Trump whatsoever. And when I brought up the fact that he was forcing Biden, you know, to be more militant against Gazans, right, with his stance, you know, this is the kind of guy that won't, like, anybody but Trump, he won't even brook criticism of Trump at all. But I said to him finally, I said, look, you can't, this guy, he was getting awards, the Tree of Life Award from the Jews in the 80s. Right, he was a minion of Roy Cohn. You know, he was a protege of Roy Cohn. Got Jewish awards in the 80s. You know, he made his living coming up in real estate in New York, where you better play ball or you're done. His kids are married to Jews. You know, they Russiagated him. Right, the media, the Jewish media, expelled him from the media in the last week of the election.
Yeah,
they impeached him twice. They're lawfaring him to death now. And you know what? To his credit, he's still standing, I said. But also, he's still on his knees to them, too. He's still on his knees to these guys. Even after all that, he's like a cuck. He's like an abused housewife who's been beaten and still comes back and gets on his knees.
Yes.
And it drives me nuts.
Yes. Peter, I couldn't agree more. Great call, my friend. Great call. You made a lot of devastating points. I can't thank you enough. Let's turn to Mark in Georgia. Mark, join the conversation.
Well, I got a question for you that I called in a couple of other shows on RBN today, and they kind of just like poo-pooed and didn't really want to answer the question and kind of dismissed it. But also a comment or two about what other callers were saying. Okay, so like the students at Columbia, okay, they're peacefully protesting. Hey, but and they're, I guess their beef is they're wondering why the college, I guess, succumbs to Jewish money and power. They didn't know that before they went to college? I mean, come on. Now the other part is, whenever that senator, whoever that was talking about the protesters blocking the bridges to crack their heads skin them and throw them off the bridges and everything. The people that are protesting and blocking traffic are doing nothing more but pissing off your average normal American to make the normal American side with Israel because they want to go to work and they want to feed their family. I think that these people are being manipulated by the Jews themselves to protest against the freaking Gaza situation, and they're actually doing more harm for their cause by blocking traffic. They should just not pay taxes and do peaceful stuff instead of blocking other people's lives, because it's just going to turn more people against them.
Well, Mark, let me respond to both of your issues here. When they went to Columbia, they may have been only dimly aware of how many investments the university might have with Jewish banks and whatever. The point is that genocide wasn't going on then. So they're protesting now that Columbia ought to divest itself from those Jewish sources that are propping up the genocide. So I don't think that's a tough one to answer. As far as second about blocking, I'll let you come back. As far as the second is concerned, it was Tom Cotton. He was talking about students who use super glue to glue their hands to cars. He's saying, just drive off and let the skin rip off their flesh. Now, if you don't pay taxes, that's a way of protesting, but it's very slow. Nobody knows about it. You can be punished for it. It doesn't make any headlines, Mark. They're trying to make headlines. They're trying to draw attention to a real issue. And, they're causing inconvenience to ordinary citizens, but it might piss them off. But they're getting publicity for what they care about, which they regard as of overwhelming significance. And, frankly, I'm with them. So you go ahead, Mark. Give me your rebuttal.
Well, the information has been out about the colleges and like, the whole liberal mindset for years and years. And, so whatever, but I mean, like, to me, the whole argument has been set up to where there is no clear winner or nobody has 100% like virtue on their side. I mean, it's both sides are tainted to where no matter which one you take a side. But my question is that I got ignored on was, isn't today supposed to be Passover? And wasn't today, and if not today, when are they supposed to sacrifice this red heifer?
Yeah, I think it is now. So I think you're right about that. I mean, I'm no expert on religion. As you know, I'm an agnostic. Passover, let me verify.
I'm not very religious.
It was actually last night, evening of Monday, April 22nd, and through Tuesday, it goes. Passover actually endures a week from the 22nd Monday through next Tuesday, the 30th. And let's see, how is Passover celebrated? It's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. First and last, they celebrate as legal holidays and holy days involving holiday meals, especially prayer services, abstention from work. The intervening days are known as Chol Helmavet, weekdays of the festival. There's more about it. But, I mean, the heifer thing worries me a lot because I'm terribly concerned that they're going to, take over the mosque and create a major catastrophe, which we don't need. We don't need a holy war, a religious war. But it may be, on the agenda for Bibi Netanyahu, who could care less. He just wants to keep himself in power. And he's willing to take any steps he likes. Stick around, Mark, and we'll talk a little more after the break.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look to the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
I look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, Mark, I'm actually glad you called in with these questions because this is an important story that I hadn't otherwise covered. Here's from IslamicCity.org. Jews prepare to slaughter red heifers at Al-Aqsa to fulfill prophecy. Al-Aqsa, of course, mosque is the third most holy site in Islam after Mecca and Medina. Right-wing Israeli groups are planning to slaughter red heifers at Al-Aqsa Mosque in the hope of fulfilling a Jewish prophecy. Some believe it's where the first and second ancient Jewish temples once stood. Let me just add as an aside, Nicholas Kohlerstrom, the historian of science from the UK, whom I admire greatly, and I have done a story about this, where Nick was reporting his research, that it's not actually located. The present temple isn't actually where the ancient temples once stood, just on the side. If you go to my YouTube channel, Jim Fetzer, and you know, check out shows I've done with Nick Kohlerstrom, you can find it. Here we have the key. According to Jewish tradition, the ashes of a perfectly red heifer cow are needed for the ritual purification that would allow a third temple to be built in Jerusalem's old city known as the Temple Mount. There are fears this could strengthen calls for the demolition of Al-Aqsa Mosque and escalate tensions in the region. So again, I say I'm glad you called. Go ahead, Mark. Give us your further thoughts about it all.
Well, I heard about a month ago, and so it could be disinformation or misinformation, or maybe the people didn't know, because I don't know. I heard a month ago that the red heifers were to be, they needed to be sacrificed on, I guess, Passover, which also was a full moon, and that's when a lot of stuff other happens, because they're ritualistic. So when the other day, or a week ago, when I heard about, oh, Israelis pulling back, and they're doing a little ceasefire, but then they're going to counter, I thought when they were going to do this counteroffensive the other day, and it still might happen today or whatever, the end of today or something over there, because like they're ahead of us in time. I was like, well, is this counter strike? Is there going to be a missile that goes astray and go ahead and takes out the Muslim temple on accident, they say? And so anyway, another caller called in, and he said on another program, he's like, well, you can't really go by our calendars because you have to go by the Jewish calendars. And other ones make our calendars anyway. So I'm calling because I haven't heard anything about it. But the point is, these cows, they cannot live for another year before this ceremony, because then I don't think they're still going to be considered young heifer type cows. So there's a timeline they have to probably fulfill this, correct?
Oh, Mark, I assume something like this is going to happen. Now, as Passover extends for a week from Monday through next Tuesday, I presume there have been opportunities during the entire week for something like this to take place. The fear would be that, of course, if they try to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque, I mean, this could create a religious war. I mean, it would be an incitation, the likes of which we have yet to see. I mean, it would overwhelm even the present slaughter of the Palestinians, which is an outrage. One would have thought the whole world would have descended on Israel by now, hammer and tongs, to stop it. So you're raising good questions, Mark, which we're going to have to see how it plays out, but I'm glad you called in. Is there anything else I can assist here or answer? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I've been kind of saying for a couple of years now, I'm like, look, Trump is possibly not who everybody thinks he is. When he gave the Israelis and made the capital of, what, Jerusalem or something like that, they named him the king of the Jews. He named him the king of the Jews and presented a crown for him. Whether Trump gets in, or if he loses the election and they keep prosecuting him, he could probably say, "Screw it! I'm just going to go over there, and they're gonna make me king, and they got a temple for me, and I'm just going to move into there."
I think you're getting a little fanciful, but there's a basis for concern because yes, he did move the American embassy to Jerusalem. Yes, he did claim the Golan Heights belonged to Israel. He did unfund the UN refugee organization supporting the Palestinians. He did assassinate Qasem Soleimani, who was a great general and statesman. I mean, those were all bad things he did that I disapproved at the time. In particular, I find assassinating Soleimani to be unforgivable. The question is, can he, in spite of all his flaws, do more good for America than a continuation of a Democratic administration? And I've got to say, flaws and all, yes, the answer is yes. We cannot endure more of the present administration, which is openly destroying America. So that's where things stand, Mark. Your final thought, give us a final thought.
I think it's all scripted. Thank you. Have a good day.
Glad you called. Meanwhile, Francis, North Carolina, joined the conversation. Girl, how are you today?
Oh, about as picked up as you are.
Okay, stand by. We'll be right back with Francis.
Oh, boy.
Wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Francis,
hey, young man, I'm as ticked off as you are, and I won't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a bad sign off of a very good old saying. Although, in redacted or whatever you want to call it, it's not verbatim, ad-libbed, whatever. We're going to have to just see who else they decided to put up there on the so-called chopping block. Besides Biden, Joy Boy, Genocide Joe, and Trumpy Boy. Because obviously, Benji the Butcher, they're basically kissing his hindquarters every which way but loose, so go figure. Especially at the cost of the Palestinians that are losing their life and becoming maimed and who knows what. It's going to be interesting to see who they prop up there to have a third or fourth choice, or whatever the case is, as far as their debates are concerned. So I'm just sitting back and watching, observing, and listening to what's going on and being said or not said. And I do find it ironic that they're doing this facade of a jury court hearing about some lame payment that his attorney did on his behalf, whether he knew it or not, for this gal, this broad, or whatever. It's a complete joke and a fiasco because, quite frankly, if I recall correctly, when he was in that one debate with Hillary, he made the comment that, well, if I was president, you'd be in jail. That burned into your mind like a laser. And so Now they have this going on where he's in court and so forth. Where is she at? Who knows what? She's probably off on some island like Epstein, whatever, you know, taking back who knows what, along with her gay boyfriend, Barack.
She's getting a big laugh out of this. Hillary is getting a big laugh.
She
thinks it's hilarious to see how they can abuse the court.
They want to take and do that to him. Now, mind you, I have no love for the dude, and I never have, and I'm always clarifying that from the beginning. How is it they do this to him for a dog and pony show when they have not done this to anybody else that served in any administration prior? Now, that just shows how critical, how two-faced, how unprofessional,
hypocritical,
of what's going on. And so, again, I'm sitting back and observing and laughing my tail off, wondering when are people going to actually, you know, finally start putting the brain cells together and think about this. Because, yes, we have issues going on. I have to applaud the girls in West Virginia that are standing up to this dude that thinks he's a gal and all that. And so forth, yep. And I actually saw the video about what they did, and I was like, "You go, gal," because quite frankly, you know, I don't care if the dude says he's purple with yellow polka dots. I'm sorry, you still got a penis, period. You don't have a vagina, so guess what? That makes you a dude, not a woman. So aside from that issue, go figure.
You got it right, Francis. Give us a final thought.
Well, my final thought is on Layla's behalf regarding the people that have lost their home and need to be returned back to it in peace, and for the Israeli government and military to bug out, get out, whatever have you, because you don't belong there. There are people that belong there more than you. And as far as the U.S. government and the military is concerned, I hope they hear this comment, because quite frankly...
Thanks.
The people are the ones who are in charge, not them. So guess what? Butcher Benny, get out of there and stay the hell out, because you don't belong. That's not your home. So
thank you,
get
Francis.
The people back in there that is their home. With that, have a great week. Later.
You got it. You too. Misty in Kansas. Misty, join the conversation.
Well, hello, Jim. I enjoyed the first two gentlemen's calls. What I find ironic about all this is that, they're doing this to the people protesting the genocide of the Palestinians, yet where were they when BLM was blocking traffic, was terrorizing people? I firsthand, personally witnessed it. So they didn't do it. So, you know, there's a game going on here with that. Of course, the Jews. But wanted to bring up was, I sent you the link. It says, while Congress abandons border, $3.5 billion slipped into Israel bill for migrants and refugees. Now,
tell me that again. Say that again, Misty.
Okay.
Tell me again.
While Congress abandons border, you know, there was nothing for our border.
Right.
$3.5 billion slipped into Israel bill for migrants and refugees. Now, it will be that $3.5 billion goes to the State Department, and it is for migration and refugee assistance. Okay, for humanitarian needs and for vulnerable populations and communities. Now, then it goes on to basically state that it's going to go to the NGO funds who are facilitating the invasion at our border to pay the NGOs coordinating the illegal invasion of our southern border and providing all the freebies once they're in.
You're telling me, Missy, there's even money in this bill for Israel to promote a further invasion of the United States.
Yes,
giving
sir.
More money. That's just disgusting. That's just so disgusting.
We're being overthrown, Jim, And if people, and Pete, I believe it was Peter who called in first.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's at the stage, Jim, if people don't understand what the hell is going on, we have been totally overthrown.
Yep.
You can't trust any of these people.
Yep. Misty, you got it right.
It's a
fact. You got
it
right. I'm really glad you pointed this out. Very disturbing. Yes, yes. Give us a final thought, Misty. I like your call.
Well, that's all I had to say. I just wanted everybody to be aware of that, and they can do their own research. It's on Zero Hedge, but I'm sure it's everywhere else.
That's a hell of a great point to make in your call, Misty. Well done. Well done. Great call. I can't thank you enough.
Okay, thank you.
Bubba, you got it. Bubba in Colorado, I know you want to promote your group. Go ahead. Lay it on, Bubba.
Yeah, this is Bo Scout Reb. We can't listen to this anymore. I'm talking, and it's not doing good. Read the book. It's called Introduction to Homicide, 2015 edition, and it's Nova Southeastern University Press. It tells you about the white race is being murdered every day. So let's talk about the darkies on the other side of the world. We haven't heard about Miramar and Rwanda lately. Let's talk about the hell with the white race. And I'm looking around, and I see one person out there. One. It's all the same. Fat guts, bald skulls, stupid queer beards. That's for Public Broadcasting Network. And I've been talking about this network for 7 years. 7 years since the beginning of 2017. And they don't want to do nothing. Okay. Die. At least when you die, it'll be for America. The way it's coming down, you're just going to die for nothing and report to hell. I'm serious. Why don't you read something? It's called...
Yeah. Bubby, you got it right, yeah? Did we lose you? Go ahead.
Back judge, also, I'd answer your questions, but you cut us off. If you got a question, I'll answer it.
I didn't have a question. No, I didn't cut you off. Just
this
go
is
just
real.
Go ahead.
And people come in mad. You're not going to stop the murder of the white race by this. And the regime has said, the hell with you. They can break all the laws they want. I heard him say it. He said, you've been caught. We got you dead to rights. He said, yeah, try to get a conviction. That's what the idiot said.
Yeah.
They got your whole beat 8 ways to Sunday. Somebody's got to fix it. We call the weapons manufacturers. I don't do research. Our research is, does your napalm still work? Yeah, it works. Does this fuel air stuff work? Yeah, it works real freaking good. And there's, well, why ain't we winning the war? We said, don't tell us. Tell them. So I call the military. We're calling top of chain of command. I call this Representative Nels in Texas, Fort Bend County. We're from Texas. We know where that county is, just south of Harris County. It's on the coastal region. And they start cursing me out. They say, you ain't no good, Whitey. I'm serious. His name's Troy Nels. He's 22nd Congressional District, and he gets on the radio all fired up about how the country's going to hell. No one's going to fix it, jerks. And stop sending your jerk of illegitimate aliens up here to Colorado.
Yeah.
We're in Colorado. And there's Bubba. She'll take over, and we'll do it. If you don't say something, you're going to get dead anyway, and it's going to be for nothing. If we do, Bubba, you're better off dead than red. I'm serious. And we'd want this done. We're sick of listening to it. And I don't like listening to that whole on hold, that singing bastard. It's obviously a drug-addicted Woodstock freak. Must take what back? What the frick is he talking about? He's a disease. You know, son, that's why they make an axe handle for the purity of the white race. It's white ash, and that's what it's for. Mutilating carcass.
Bubba,
so,
give us a final thought, Bubba.
Anybody else to take care of this, but we are at top of the government. You don't shut up about Bubba Scout Reb. We're not Q. That's a crock of crap. We're Bubba Scout Reb, and you call everywhere. If we give out the number of the National Command Center, 703-697-9121. We give a number of the Secretary of Defense. We're signed to them, 703-692-7100. We're sick of this. Yeah, the IDs suck, but you put them in their place by kicking the crap out of them here.
Thank you, Bubba. Thank you for the call. Joe in Florida, join the conversation, Joe.
Hey, Jim. Hey, thanks for ending that phone call. It's 3 minutes of my life I'll never get back. but listen, hey, I want to congratulate you on that, you know, monologue at the top of the show. And Peter's great call. I totally agree. And I'm going to put my spin on it, which I, you know, maybe I'm overly optimistic, but I think we are in a paradigm shifting moment. Okay. So yes, these protesters at Columbia, NYU, and Yale, right? They're being, the important thing is not that they, what they're protesting or whatever, but the fact that they're being covered by the media. Okay. So, I mean, what's his name, Mark, before, I think it's ridiculous, say, oh, they're inconveniencing people. No, that's what protests are supposed to be about. I mean, as long as you don't get too carried away with it. The important thing is that, the media, mainstream media, who will go overboard to try and prevent any attention being focused on Jewish behavior, right, is covering them. And what exactly is so terrible that they're doing? They got a few tents out there, and they got a few signs and chants. Well, I mean, that looks like a pretty peaceful protest. I do think it's ironic that a lot of these people were the same people, you know, 3 years ago who were protesting, you know, I call it Black Thugs Matter, right? But it's ironic because the media was forced to cover them now. Now, they recognize these are the same people, okay? And so they cannot not cover what they're saying. And what are they saying? They're saying this genocide by Jewish terrorists has to end. Now, maybe they're not calling Jews, maybe they're calling Zionists, whatever, but they're bringing attention to Jewish behavior. The Jewish, one of the great Jewish sort of righteous Jews, Gilad Atzman, talks about the idea of Jewish power, and he says the main mechanism to prevent the blocking of Jewish power is to ban the discussion of Jewish power. Okay, but I think we're in a time. Look, these protests—they're growing, they're expanding. It's not just the college students. I don't know if you saw the New York Times had a story a few days ago about how the Democrat Party is now freaked out that at the convention, all these anti-Israel protesters or pro-Palestinian protesters are going to cause a big scene like 1968. Well, you know, God bless them. This, I think, is in some ways it's more important than the Democrat-Republican paradigm. What do you think?
Yeah. I was actually at Columbia 68, 69 when SDS was trying to shut down the campus. I was affiliated with a group called Students for Columbia University. And I had a megaphone right in the center of the in front of Butler Library when they were throwing typewriters out of an office they thought was a military placement office, but they'd made a mistake. It was the educational placement office. So I was announcing this to the whole university, and several of them descended on me to beat me up, but some of my friends were there. Would you believe, Joe, that at the end of the year, CBS did a news lineup and they zeroed in on me being assaulted by these guys as one of their stories of the year.
It's on the record. Yeah, on the record. Good. Yeah. Well, you know, I think I probably disagree with about 99% of everything these people are saying, other than that.
Yeah.
But that's not important because, like, even with the Vietnam War protests, it was a little before my time. The important thing was they got the message out, which was what? Which was, we don't want our money and our young people and our funds funding a meaningless, in that case, stupid war. Okay, this case, this is overtly evil, okay? And I think that message is carrying out. And I just say more power to them.
I like that. Good call. Good call, Joe. I got four others standing by here. I'll keep you on longer. Okay, you call again. I look forward to it. Tom in Florida. Tom, you got to be concise. Now, talk a little slower than normal so we can hear every word, but be concise, my friend. Tom in Florida.
Well, yeah. Good day, Jim. First off, I think play Misty for me. Misty for me. I think she should maybe have a show on RBN. She has a great delivery. She'd be a good candidate to have a show. She's pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah.
I got to say this. Yeah. Play Misty for me. You know, and the other guy, Bubba, I think Bubba was a good call. He reminded me of a Clint Eastwood movie, Hang 'em High. He reminded me of that movie, Hang 'em High. I think, but hey, make my day, punk. I mean, it was good. And I think Joe was wrong about him wasting 3 minutes of his time. I mean, Bubba, he's got to understand. I think he's worse than me in a sense. But I think Bubba, Bubba's absolutely right. This is going to come down to a real bad scenario for the American population, mainly whitey. The whitey's going to have to stand strong like we always do, like in the Revolutionary War and all these other wars we fought. We're the main battle troops. So we'll take care of it, Bubba. You ain't got to sweat it, Bubba. We got your back. We'll take care of this. It's going to be taken care of one way or another. Because remember, in the end, we are still the majority, and we're going to hold that majority. And we're going to deport all these illegals. One way or another, they're all going out of here. Okay?
Tom,
no DACA. Everybody's got to go.
Yeah, no, I like your calls. Yeah, I got three others and very little time, thank you. Excellent. Alexander in Canada. Yeah, thanks. Alexander in Canada, join the conversation. Alexander.
Yes, so, sir, I want to make a couple of points. I just want to say that Peter made an excellent call today, and that refutes what people like Renee say all the time. And see, so I just want to make a point. There's a massive double standard. You see, sir, like these people protesting, they're protesting because of all the genocide that's happening and all the taxpayers' money going to Israel. And then, by the way, sir, Israel is the highest recipient of foreign aid, and they have the same economy as South Korea. So the Jews are getting money and they don't even need it. And these are like if you look at the Jewish people who protest, who support Israel, they support the genocide. They say that the Gaza should be turned into a parking lot. There are Jewish people in videos saying that. And see, so like when the black people and the Antifa people protested and made damage, like they have damaged the cities, like $2 billion worth of damage, the media supported it. But see, when these people protested against the genocide, they go against them. And these people are anti-Semites, anti-Semites. So there's a massive double standard with the hypocrisy. And see, sir, go ahead.
I just got to cut you short today, Alexander, because two others. But, you know, call early tomorrow. I'll get you on again. Give me a final thought. Okay.
No, James, go ahead.
James, you got it. James in Vancouver. Join the conversation, James.
Yeah, so good afternoon. The invariant here is the defense contractors. You mentioned today that the Ukrainians hit a bomber inside Russia. Is that correct?
Yes.
So the people, it wasn't the Ukrainians. The defense contract, it's in the Ukrainians, but the defense contractor experts are there to launch that missile. And the telemetry came from outer space satellites and the AWACS. And so all of these conflicts now, the Iranian-Israel conflict and the Ukraine-Russia conflict run by the same outfit, that's the defense contractors, and there'll be a buildup of that over the several years because it's being run by the bankers. These defense contractors are forced to borrow more money every 6 months. So that's my input today. Thanks,
good
Charlie.
Stuff, James. Good stuff. Good stuff. Bye good now. Stuff. I agree with you. I agree with you. Good stuff. Thank you for the call. Cynthia in California, join the conversation. Cynthia.
Thank you, Dr. Fetzer. Thank you, Dr. Fetzer. Are you there?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, great. Remember, I'm the one that didn't want any of the candidates, including Trump, and that felt like we should be following the Constitution and take back our right to choose our presidential electors. But I was hoping someone had found that footage regarding Trump at a rally and make sure it wasn't dubbed and faked, asserting that the death penalty would be acceptable for people that criticize the Jews. And I want to mention that.
Go ahead.
Something has surfaced regarding Trump in association with Coutts Bank. Coutts Bank is the bank for the British monarch. And its relationship to the sale of the Truth Social. And I have to wonder if Truth Social wasn't part of an operation trust.
Okay.
Okay?
You're raising good questions. You're raising good questions. You know, why would Trump be thinking of creating a truth social? Yeah, I mean, I think there's more to the story, and you're suggesting exactly that. I agree. More.
Thank you.
More, Cynthia. Yeah. Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Hey, thank you so much. James in North Carolina, you got added to the list. Here you go. James, join the conversation.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, Dr. Fetzer. I just wondering, have you reported on Benny Thompson's bill that he introduced to strip Trump of his Secret Service protection if he goes to prison?
Yes, it's outrageous. It's clear they're setting him up to be shanked. You know, it's just disgusting. I mentioned that early on the show, and I believe the story was in yesterday, but you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you're inviting our attention back to it, James, because it's just outrageous. I mean, they're really trying to set him up for murder, and this Benny Johnson is the same guy who ran the sham January 6th thing and then destroyed all the evidence that exonerated Trump. They have no scruples. They have no scruples whatsoever. They will go to any depth, including setting him up for murder. You're spot on, James.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the intent of it. I would figure that if something like that came up, it would probably come from Benny Thompson. Yeah. The biggest jerk in Congress.
He must be as corrupt as they come, because, I mean, these are two despicable cases where he's right at the heart of it. It is disgusting, James.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to mention it and let people know what's really going on in the minds of some of these Democrats. They really want him dead.
They do. They do. They can't beat him at the polls. He haunts them. They have nightmares about Trump. And, of course, he's been, even Colonel McGregor said that he's a vengeful guy and he's not going to take this line down. He gets back in office, they may find themselves indicted, prosecuted, and incarcerated. And they're scared witless. They're scared, James. They're peeing in their pants.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, that's really all I had, so thanks.
That's good, James. That's good. That's a real good one, yeah. I mean, for a final story, let me just reiterate, if you check out what's going on Before It's News, and meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. Back tomorrow.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride. TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.